Good evening. I'm going to call the planning and development portion of this meeting to order. It is 7:10. Welcome, everyone. We have all of our supervisors present, as well as our youth and governance. On staff, we have Ben Feeblehorn and April Webb. We'll go ahead and start with the public hearing. This portion of this meeting will be held in the public hearing room at 7 o'clock, 7:10.
We need to...
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to do the...
Does not appear.
Well, okay. Is it on?
Yes.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Since you're the only one here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Preliminary plat of North Beach Condominium, North Beach LLC, 918 South School Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, 60056. Owner, developer, and Tamara L. Partridge, trustee, 918 South School Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, 60056. Owner, on tax parcels number 95-4-119-074-0972, 95-4-119-074-0430, 95-4-119-074-0420, and number 60-4-119-181-0432, located in the southeast quarter of section 17, town of Wheatland, and the northeast one quarter of section 18, town of Randall. For informational purposes, this is the north and south sides of County Trunk Highway P and F, Bloomfield Road, approximately 0.18 miles southeast of 399th Avenue.
And per state statute, this agenda item was published as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha newspaper on July 26th and July 31st, 2012.
Sir, can you come on up forward? State your name and address for the record and tell us what you're here for.
Mike Partridge, 918 South School Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois.
And what are you looking for tonight, Mike?
Oh, I'm just looking for, we're here for approval, I believe, of the plat. Is that correct?
Does the committee have any questions? Is there anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town.
Planning and development staff received an August 6, 2012 letter from Sheila M. Siegler, town clerk with the town of Wheatland, addressed to the committee members here tonight regarding the North Beach LLC preliminary condominium plat recommendation. Reads as follows. The Wheatland Town Board reviewed the North Beach Condominium preliminary plat on July 16, 2012. The Plan Commission had previously reviewed this plat along with the rezoning and variance applications at the Commission's April 30, 2012 meeting. The condominium plat is unchanged except for greater detail. The Wheatland Town Board approved a favorable recommendation to your committee for the preliminary plat of North Beach Condominium at the July 16, 2012 Town Board meeting. Thank you for your consideration of this request. We hope for a favorable review from your committee. Yours truly, Sheila Siegler, Town of Wheatland. Planning and development staff also received an email from Phyllis Kaskin, clerk with the Town of Randall. Email is dated August 3rd, 2012. In it, she included the Town Board meeting minutes from their July 26, 2012 meeting. They heard the agenda item of the North Beach Condominium preliminary plat. It was questioned if the Wheatland Board had approved this project before it was acted on. Discussion followed. A motion by Meyer and Melling to send a favorable recommendation to the Town Board on the preliminary plat. Motion carried. At the Town Board level, Mr. Gehring and Ms. Soderman opposed. At the Plan Commission level, Gehring and Soderman opposed. And then at the town board level, a motion by Kaskin and Halverson to approve the preliminary plat plan of North Beach Condominium LLC. Motion carried. Mr. Garing opposed.
Thank you, Ben. Questions?
I make a motion to approve the preliminary plat of North Beach condominium.
I have a first by Supervisor.
Second.
And a second by Supervisor Skalitsky. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your preliminary plat is approved and our conditions.
Yep.
And you've read the conditions, correct?
Yes, I did.
Did you have any questions on it?
Well, no, I'm good. So.
Okay.
You can need a signed signature.
Yep, the signature at the bottom of the last page will do.
Any survey maps? Survey maps? No. Okay. Number six, approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Thunderhill to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved. Any other business allowed by law? Oh, I'm sorry, citizen comments. Mike, did you want to say anything?
No, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
That's it. Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
It wasn't my yesterday.
Yeah, I was watching today that tomorrow morning the bar.
I asked Melcher, I said, well, what if we vote no tonight?
What's that?
I asked George, what if we vote no tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not funny. Well, it was kind of funny. See ya. Good luck.
Number eight, any other business allowed by law?
Allowed by law.
I do want to make mention, which we forgot to make mention at the meeting yesterday, that Jeff from Planning and Development has resigned his position and has moved on.
He was
our surveyor, Jeff.
Oh.
He was our engineer. Surveyor. Or, I'm sorry, our engineer. Well, he did a lot of surveying, but he's our engineer. He was doing all the surveying for the bike paths for the executive. Now we have no engineer, and at this point, we are just hoping to retain the position going into the budget season. So I know that they sent the paper downtown to keep the position. We'll have to see where it goes from there.
So, Madam Chairman, are there others with the skill sets that he had that can,
bless you,
can continue to carry that work on?
No, actually.
Or Ben, do you know?
As far as I know, Jeff was the only one in the office that was qualified to do that. He had learned from Sewer Pack, is that correct?
He was a certified engineer. Dan Treelor is our land and water conservation planner. He can do some backup on that, but he can't sign off on anything because he's not a PE after his name.
Special.
Right. Before Jeff was able to do that for us, we actually hired out for this all the time. So whether or not we are able to retain that position and hire another person.
Do we know whether or not, or has there been any financial analysis to find out if it's more advantageous because we only occasionally require this type of expertise, that it would be better to contract it, or is it better to have it on staff? Do we know?
The job that Jeff was performing was actually more than just that, so
yep.
It was very advantageous for us to have him on our staff.
Okay.
Compared to hiring it out. Correct, Abel?
Correct.
Yeah. We were saving the county several thousands of dollars every year.
Good.
Any other questions?
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill and a second by Supervisor Decker to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.